Marie and the Doctor.
Who knows what may come next?
Breakfast? Come and get it. With Peter.
G'day.
Russell.
G'day.
Clark.
That's right. That's right. We are joined once again by our favourite non-cravat wearing master chef, Peter Russell Clark. Good morning.
Who wears cravats?
Mm. Oh, exactly. Matt Preston from MasterChef does.
Wanker. You went.
Chef SmackDown!
How are you, Peter?
I wear a little scarf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's sort of.
What's the difference between a scarf and a cravat exactly? Where's the line drawn between those two pieces of apparel?
Well, I think a scarf is either big or small,
right.
And a cravat is either wide or short.
Mm. Ah, yes.
Or something like that.
That's like Philosophy 101 right there.
I'm not quite sure. It's a bit like the difference between scanties and undies, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Covers the same area, doesn't it?
Scanties.
Scanties.
They're the things that you used to get your fingernails caught in.
Maybe you did, Peter.
Either yours or someone else's.
Hey, there we go.
Now, we're talking food.
About that,
yes, we are talking food.
I thought, really, when you look in the bottom of your fridge, there's always one carrot left over or a bit of cabbage or cauliflower or something. And what does one do with
that? I've normally got a zucchini, so I always buy two zucchinis, but I never end up eating the second one.
They always go a bit
what
floppy.
A great story, Lindsay. Yep. Thanks.
Yeah, zucchinis. I used to be the consultant at Commonwealth Government on immigration and food.
Mm.
And all the poor people that came over.
Hang on a second. Are you making this up or is this true?
Yes, of course.
Okay, good. Yeah, just checking.
Well, so you've got to fill in the time. But the difference between a zucchini and a courgette and a squash is from where you come.
Right.
The French would call them courgettes.
Careful, everyone.
Yes,
let's all be very careful.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I used to have partridge. I was brought up by a Catholic under the nuns in a barrel, and we had partridges every Friday.
You've mentioned this before, and I've never taken you seriously about this, but you've mentioned it so many times now, it's almost become fact.
See, we have jumpsuit Friday. We don't have suppository Friday.
Thank goodness for that. Now, we're going to come back in a few minutes. Peter Russell Clark is
then I've
the...
got to give you a recipe, don't
yes,
I?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do.
Something to do with the bottom of our fridge, I imagine.
You've got one.
Has it got anything to do with breakfast? That's what I want to know.
Who cares? We're going to come
exactly
back
right.
And find what that is in just a moment.
Breakfast? Come and get it. With Peter.
G'day.
Russell.
G'day.
Clark.
Yes, Australia's favourite celebrity chef, Peter Russell Clark, with us this morning.
This is the serious part.
This
yes.
is.
Yes. Oh, yes. Okay, so we've during that little musical interlude, we've been to the fridge and we've raided it and we've found some very limp vegetables in the bottom of it. In the well, it's supposed to be crisp because it's in the crisper, but it's not.
Are limp vegetables okay to turn into food?
Most certainly. They do deteriorate a little bit, but what's the difference between cabbage and soup, or stew and soup,
right.
Or carrots and turnips, all those sort of things, really doesn't matter very much. Once you're boiling them up in water and serving them in a bowl with other flavours. So, for instance, if you've got a wedge of cabbage, cut a wedge of it so that it cooks more quickly because you're getting heat from both sides of a rather thin area.
Mm-hmm.
So you put a wedge of cabbage in some water with some carrot that you've made into medallions, you've cut up into medallions. And the reason for that is so that the water cooks them quickly and turns them to semi-mush, the same as a bit of pumpkin with the skin off it. So you cook those for 20 minutes in water, and really you've got either a stew or soup. Now, all that seems pretty boring until you dice in at the last moment some onion, say about 4 cloves of garlic, and a half a thumb of green ginger.
Mm.
When you peel the ginger, put the skin of the ginger in your cup of tea. Green tea, and that helps the flavour. It's good for your indigestion. So all of a sudden, at the end, you've got onions, ginger, garlic, and squirt in some soy sauce. And the ginger and the garlic diffuse their flavour into the water, and so you don't really need to make a stock. But the onion doesn't go soft, it still remains crisp. So you've got the flaccid cabbage the floppy cabbage with the crisp little bits of onion, and all of a sudden you've got a very entertaining meal.
It sounds very entertaining, not to mention you've cleaned out the bottom of your fridge.
But you can use anything, cabbage, cauliflower, anything you like. Just cut them up into different shapes. So you could put a potato in
You can put
there.
A smiley face in.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
And tomato without the skin. And, you know, the pips of the tomato, all that substance around the pips is the bit that's good for your doodle.
Bloody hell. Peter Russell Clark, you are a
Sorry,
genius.
Marika. That's Sorry, okay. Marika. We'll
no,
have something
you might,
for
Marique,
you next week.
Marique.
Marique.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. You're sending for my doodle next week. Yes, I've always been me.
You do have one, it's just they're smaller.
And on that note, Peter Russell Clark, we'll catch you in a couple of weeks. Thanks, mate.
See you, Cobbers. Keep smiling.
Bye. We will. Bobby, Marika, the doctor.
On Triple J.